It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The man who confessed to killing Mackenzie Lewick is sentenced today. As part of his plea deal, the death penalty was taken off the table. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, police are investigating a murder in Taylorsville this afternoon. They're at a home at 1215 West Middlesex Drive. We'll bring you the latest. Stay here. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Two very rough spots on northbound I-15. One in Utah County with a crash in Linden still blocking a right lane of traffic. And then for Davis County drivers, the crash northbound I-15, 5600 south in the left split, jamming up traffic. Now back to Glover Lane, Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The cold temperatures have arrived and they'll stick around for a while. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 50 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Closing days of the campaign and candidates are out. President Trump at the Florida senior community, The Villages.
I think Joe Biden proved last night that he's not capable of being president of the United States.
Former Vice President Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, delivering his plan on how he would handle the coronavirus if elected, attacking President Trump.
We saw him refuse to take responsibility for the crisis that should have been met with real presidential leadership. Instead, it has cost hundreds of thousands of Americans' lives and pushed millions into poverty.
Countries in the Northern Hemisphere are at a critical juncture with rising cases and deaths, says the head of the World Health Organization, predicting that the next few months are going to be very, very tough, and some countries are on a dangerous track with COVID. The man who bought two rifles the terrorists used to kill 14 people in a 2015 attack in San Bernardino, California, has been sentenced today to 20 years in prison. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
On to the KSL In-Depth.
Utah's coronavirus spike. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 cases have been reported this afternoon in Utah. Healthcare workers are burning out. At a news conference this afternoon, Dr. Kenzie Graves with U of U Health pleaded with Utahns to give them a break.
We need you to wear your mask when you leave your house. We need you to wear your mask when you're with anybody besides who you live with. Because until you do that, we will have 99% plus ICU capacity. 2 weeks ago, there was a patient with a heart attack who couldn't get medical care in the state of Utah. If you are in a bar, if you are in a restaurant, if you are unmasked with people, you are putting yourself and those that you love at risk. So I urge you to please mask up and physically distance, because we cannot keep working like we have.
Katrina Emery is a nurse at University Hospital and says this virus has consumed her life.
As a full-time nurse, I normally work 36 hours a week. But now we're working close to 50 hours in order to safely take care of the increased number of patients. This isn't sustainable and we're exhausted. But it's not so easy to just hire new nurses. As an ICU nurse, I trained side by side an experienced nurse for 6 months before I worked independently. These 7 months have been challenging for me, my colleagues, my patients, their families, and our communities. This hasn't been easy for anyone, but all I ask is that you do what you can to protect yourself, protect me, and protect our communities.
Once again, Dr. Graves said that University of Utah Hospital's ICU is at 99% capacity. KSL News Time 4:49, still emergency traffic, and we're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Guiding you home, here's Ricky Meese.
Well, this crash happened right about 3 o'clock northbound I-15 in the left split, 5600 South Roy. The split is still closed, but, it's being reported as closed, but I'm seeing traffic moving just a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean it's good news.
But right now, you still have slow-and-go and stop-and-go delays between Glover Lane in Farmington all the way up to Roy's, southbound I-15, slowdowns 31st Street in Ogden down to Sunset, northbound Highway 89, filled in, jammed up. And that's as you go from Farmington up to I-84. Michelle?
Well, we still have emergency traffic. This is northbound I-15, Utah County. Due to a crash that's been off to the right, it's just by Geneva Road. This is backing up into the Orem area now, Geneva Road itself. That is also busy as you're going through the Vineyard area. For drivers on Redwood Road in Utah County, you're also seeing some delays in the Saratoga Springs area. Steve?
Yeah, we're looking at full speeds, though, on southbound I-15, leaving from downtown out to the South Interchange, approaching Midvale at 7200 South. Got a few slowdowns right there. Northbound I-15, thick between 106th and 90th South. And westbound 90th South itself is sluggish as you exit I-15 out to 13th West. And you're good to go on the west side belt, east side, and the south belts in great shape, as well as is the 201 and I-80. Whipple Service Champions has great offers. The famous Gerber Viper Toilet, $299 installed. Utah's best furnace tune-up, $44, 801-444-FAST. Visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Steve Carlson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Buckle up. Here's the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the weekend is here, but there's no warm-up in sight. Tonight, 36 for the low in Salt Lake. South winds, partly cloudy, will go to 61 on Saturday, ahead of our next cold front that'll move in late Saturday into Sunday. A little valley rain and a mix with snow. Nothing big. Low of 30 degrees. High of only 40 on Sunday. The storm will slide into central and southern Utah Sunday into Monday. Here in the north, we'll clear out and get the sunshine, but it stays cold. 40s for highs on Monday. Tuesday, lows in the 20s. We get back to the 50s and 60s during the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
50 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time, 4:52.
Did you know that there are 6 deputy mayors in Salt Lake County, many of which are making hundreds of thousands every year? Meanwhile, the county just increased your taxes by 8%, and the Salt Lake County budget has increased by over 50% in 5 years. It's larger than Clark County, home to Las Vegas, despite having half their population. That money needs to be invested in our communities. I've cut taxes as a city mayor while improving services. It can be done. I'm Trent Staggs, and I'm running to be your Salt Lake County mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for mayor.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Just sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line to get started. Text the word news to 57500.
Hey, football lovers, are you the ultimate BYU fan? For years, finding the ultimate fan box has been a BYU tradition, much like Macy's and Game Day. Join KSL's Alex Carey this Friday, October 23rd at Macy's from noon to 2 p.m. to get ready for the game and pick up your favorite foods to cheer on the team. To make your shopping trip even more rewarding, your local Macy's will hide the ultimate fan box in the store for someone to find, loaded with fun sports items, a grocery gift card, and other fantastic prizes. Macy's is keeping stores clean and safe, and has all your game time favorites ready for kickoff. You'll find the best cut fresh produce, specialty cheese and dessert trays, certified Angus beef, oven fresh pizza and chicken, famous donuts. The list goes on and on. And if you can't make it to the store, Macy's also offers online shopping for pickup or delivery at Macy's.com. Our celebrations might be a little smaller, but our team spirit is larger than ever. For more information, visit KSLNewsRadio.com/win. Macy's. Happy shopping.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
We're watching Utah's Money KSL Drives. Tesla is recalling about 50,000 Model S and X cars in China because of suspension problems. Tesla calls the recall ordered by the Chinese government unnecessary. Bottomless, a Seattle coffee subscription service, is celebrating 6,000 subscribers this year. They only had about 700 last year. This service starts at $6 a month. Mixed market today, the Dow dropped 28 points, the S&P added 11, and the NASDAQ gained 42 points. KSL News Time 456. It's the Silver and Black Attack. A look ahead at the Las Vegas Raiders game this weekend. Here's KSL's Tim Hughes.
Las Vegas Raiders have a huge game this weekend with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming to town. But the big news is that Vegas' starting five offensive linemen, along with safety Jonathan Abram, have all been placed on the team's reserve COVID-19 list. Raiders offensive coordinator Greg Olsen says despite these massive potential changes for Sunday's game, the Raiders are prepping for the Bucs the same way they always do.
To be honest with you, we haven't changed our routine at all. Obviously, our numbers are down a little bit, but as far as our practice reps, we've continued a business as usual and next man up mentality. So,
if these players all pass point of contact testing Sunday morning, they could be eligible to start against the Bucs. The game time has been moved to Sunday afternoon instead of the original Sunday night slot in case the league has to postpone the game. With the Silver and Black Attack, Tim Hughes, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.